Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there.
Hello, everyone. God bless you. Yes, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we want you to sit back and enjoy some good Christian radio coming to you live from the beautiful state of Florida. And this is Susan Puzio. And our program is Prophetic News on Blog Talk Radio. And we thank Blog Talk Radio and the Lord Jesus Christ for opening up this great opportunity for us today to be with you and to minister to you. We hope that today will be your day of salvation. Today will be your day of deliverance. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. And we have his word, and we're grateful for that. We're grateful that he lets human beings, as flaky as we are, he lets us preach his gospel and minister to the brokenhearted. Jesus said he came to heal the brokenhearted, and we hope that he will heal your broken heart today. So, our program today, the title of our program is Evangelists in the News for All the Wrong Reasons. And also I'm going to be reading a little bit of these articles that appeared in Charisma Magazine over the past few weeks. J. Lee Grady, who was the editor of Charisma Magazine at one time, he's been coming out with some great articles, so I want to give him a big shout out and thank him for taking that step, because we know that, for instance, Charisma Magazine for many years, and probably still does, support a lot of these ministries that have gone off the deep end and sold out for fame and fortune, but I think we're starting to see a shift in all that, and I'm very happy about it, because the way I feel is I feel like this. If these people don't repent, then I just hope they go away, because there's no sense portraying Jesus Christ the way they've been portraying him on the airwaves, because it makes the church look foolish and ridiculous, and I'd like to see some new faces. I'd like to see some pure hearts, and I'd like to see some good, sound Bible preaching on TV. You know, television, it's television, but it's been woefully lacking as of late. So it's just like, you know, God gives you an opportunity. We have a website, and it's called propheticnews.com. You can go there and avail yourself of many wonderful articles. Also, God has given anybody who wants it, really, you can have 15 minutes of free television time on YouTube, and you can broadcast all over the world, and it doesn't cost anything except, you know, you have to have your computer set up, and you need a good service to get on the internet, but you can make your own videos and preach the gospel, and it's absolutely free. So we praise the Lord for that. Anybody could have a radio ministry if they like. You can broadcast right from your own house. So it's a great blessing, and you don't need a multi-million dollar budget to preach the gospel. There's so much you can do that, you know, so many of these con artist preachers, they want to tell you that they need $1 million to have a crusade. Well, I held hundreds of meetings in many parts of the world years ago, and I never had a $1 million budget. I never even had a $10,000 budget. It was low budget, but I did the best I could. So most of these people don't need all this money that they keep asking you for. It's merely mainly to support their lavish lifestyles and pay for TV time, which is ridiculously expensive. So also, we have a call-in number if you'd like to call in. The call-in number is 1-914-338-1638, and that is our call-in number, and it's always our call-in number. So also, the chat room is open if you'd like to go to the chat room, and it's working. Praise the Lord. Finally got it back up and going. So I'll be reading your comments. I see a few people in the chat room, so I'll be checking in the chat room, and we'll be going over your comments as we proceed with the show. I just want to give you my theme scripture today, and then I'm going to read a few news stories that I thought might interest you. But we're going to look at John and John 2, that's the Gospel of John, John 2, verse 16. And Jesus is talking, and he said unto them that sold doves in the temple, take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. Hallelujah. And Jesus was rebuking these people in that day because they were making the temple a house of merchandise. And, you know, it's the same thing today, and we want to thank God for the voices out there, the voices of people that, you know, stand for the truth, and they say enough is enough already, and quit making the Father's house a house of merchandise, because the gospel's been given to us freely, and we should preach it freely. We don't have to beg, borrow, and steal to preach the gospel. We can trust God to meet our needs. We can trust God to meet our budget. I remember years ago, there was a man named George Mueller, and he had orphanages. I guess it was maybe, I don't know if I have my dates right, but maybe in the late 18th century, early 1900s, but he never asked anyone for donations to run his orphanage. Now, I'm not saying that's wrong to ask. I mean, there's nothing wrong with asking. But this particular man, he only asked God. And he was always able to support his orphanages. And, you know, at one point in my own life, I found that hard to believe. I was like, wow, if you don't let people know what you need, how are they going to know? Well, you know, God is greater than all that, and he can meet our needs in ways that we couldn't even ask for or believe for. So we, especially these days that we're living in, we need to be able to trust God to see us through, because times are tough for so many people, and I think they're only going to get tougher. But a few of the stories that I saw in the news, I also want to mention today, because I want to keep it before you. I would like to hear more people talking about the vaccines that are made from abortion. In case you didn't know, that many of the childhood vaccines and even some of the adult vaccines are made from aborted babies. You could do a search on the internet for vaccines made from abortion, and you can see the list. Also on my website, I have a couple links there that you can click on and you can see the ingredients. I'm sure you'd be shocked. Some of you are probably wondering how your child got ADHD and how they got brain damaged. Well, if you're injecting them with an aborted baby, it's no wonder they lose their mind. And also with the mercury, the aluminum, and the formaldehyde. So you need to be careful what you're injecting into your own body and into your children's body. When I found this out years ago, I tried to call so many different ministries. I called the 700 Club. I called Rod Parsley. I called John Hagee. I called Daystar Network. I called TVN. I was calling different, also Christian doctors that you see on TV. And I was waiting for somebody to say something about this, but nobody said anything. And I was like, I don't believe that you people don't care about this, because I think it's one of the biggest issues of the day. We see the basic collapse of young children being able to think clearly. They have to go on drugs at a young age. So I think it has a lot to do with vaccinations. We're going to do some programs about it in the future. I think it's, like I said, one of the most important issues of the day where children are concerned. Also, there was a story in the news this week about in New Jersey, in Middle Township, there was hundreds of thousands of dead fish that washed ashore on the beach. This is very odd. This has never happened there before. I don't know of anywhere that I've ever heard of this happening where actually it's on the Delaware Bay. Hundreds of thousands of dead fish washed up on the beach. So that is very, very strange. But we know that the Bible says that in the end times, we would see so many different things happening, plagues. We're having this outbreak in Florida, in southern Florida, of dengue fever. It's a plague, and it's transmitted by mosquitoes. I noticed last night a truck drive by my house spraying poison in the air. I live in central Florida, but I guess they're afraid that this dengue fever is going to come here, and they call it the bone-breaking fever where you feel like all your bones in your body are breaking, and it's awful. But it's like when I heard this, I said, I never even heard of dengue fever. What is that? Also, they've been having a big outbreak of bed bugs, and they found. Yesterday, there was a story that they found these bed bugs at CNN in New York City. They've been found in many high-priced hotels, airplanes. They were found at some clothing stores. So the Bible says that there'll be pestilence in the end times, and we're seeing that. Be careful what you bring home in your suitcase. I claim Psalm 91, amen? I claim Psalm 91 that no evil will befall me and no plague will come nigh my dwelling. Hallelujah. I am in the chat room and I see Common Cup, amen, and Biker Talon. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. Hiya. Hi, everybody. God bless you. So looking forward to your comments in the chat room. Also, there was a outbreak. Now this is odd, too. Typhoid fever, and they attribute the outbreak to fruit pulp from frozen tropical fruit products. Now, who ever heard of that? Typhoid fever? From fruit pulp. So, truly, we are living in dangerous times. And Jesus said that these things would happen. So, you know, we see so much, we hear so much of people telling you that, you know, how great your life could be, and you know, you have a purpose. And yes, we have a purpose, but your purpose, your purpose might be like this one in Mark 13, verse. Let's start with verse 6. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and aren't we hearing about that? Be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils. Now this might be your purpose. And in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. And brother shall betray brother to death, and the father, the son, and children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah. Verse 22 says, for false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. And don't we see that now? I mean, don't we see so much of this going on right before our eyes on so-called Christian television, which most of it isn't Christian anymore? You know, people can still get saved because they can still hear some scriptures, and they ask people to come to Jesus. Yeah, people can still get saved, and the word of God doesn't return void, so it's a seed that's sown in men's hearts, and it has to take root. So, I mean, God can use anybody to do that, and even though we see so much apostasy and heresy on these so-called Christian television networks, you know, some people still get saved, so that we are happy for that. And yes, it is the King James Bible that I'm using. I like to use the King James. And I see a question also, how do we know who is a false prophet? The best way to find out who is a false prophet is to check everything out that they say with Scripture. Because, for instance, even years ago, I would say maybe, you know, it's been 15 or 16 years that I've been telling people about seed faith, that there is no such thing as seed faith. There's no such thing as giving God $5 and it gives you $500. Or there's no such thing as sowing seeds to get miracles. You don't have to give God any money to get him to do something for you. And so years ago, and there was a few people saying the same thing I was saying, but of course we didn't have the internet then like we do now, and we don't have vehicles like Blog Talk Radio so that we can get this message out. So people basically didn't want anything much to do with you. I used to be on a Christian television. I used to be invited on some local Christian television programs, and then they stopped inviting me because they were having telethons, and they were telling people to sow seeds and to give $19.98 and telling people to run to their phone and not to miss their moment, because if they didn't get in on this deal right now, that, you know, God was going to pass them by, and he was going to leave them without food, clothing, and shelter. So I was like, oh, dear. Well, I knew in my heart back then that it was wrong, and that you can't sell the gospel. You can't sell out for fame and fortune. You can't sell out to have a ministry. It's just not worth it to lose out with God and to wind up like a crazy person. Like some of, and it's sad to say, like some of these people have wound up. I mean, if you take, for instance, someone like Marilyn Hickey, and when I lived out in Colorado for a while, and I was at her church a few times, even preached for the singles ministry there, and was a guest speaker in some of the singles conferences there for her, and this was back in the late 1980s. But Marilyn, I mean, I didn't know her personally, I just met her briefly, but she was a very nice person. She was full of the Word of God. I mean, she could quote the Word. But she got off into doing the same thing, like selling the, you know, selling miracles. And a few years ago, Marilyn had a nervous breakdown. And I thought to myself, well, you know, it reminded me of the story of Nebuchadnezzar, because Nebuchadnezzar was a king, and he chose to, he was building, you know, golden idols, and he wasn't obeying God. And if you look, the story of Nebuchadnezzar is in Daniel 4, and if you look at Daniel 4, you see what happened to Nebuchadnezzar, and we see this happening to some ministries where they start going off so bad that they have a nervous breakdown. And that's basically what happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. He got down on all fours, and verse 32 says that he was like the beast of the field. He was eating grass as oxen, and his fingernails grew real long. It said that his hair grew like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. His mind came back to him, and he blessed the Most High God and praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. So we see that happening. We see after, I think Marilyn had this nervous breakdown for about 2 years, and then finally, you know, she got her mind back, but she didn't change. She didn't change. And it's similar to what happened to Jim Baker years ago when he lost his ministry, and the Lord allowed him to go to prison, and he went to prison, and when he came out of prison, he was on fire for God. Oh, he was preaching against all this false prosperity and the false prophets. And then it didn't take, oh, a few years after, and now I saw Jim Baker the other day doing a telethon, and he was doing the same thing, telling people to give $100 and God was going to bless them. And it really made me sad, because you think, wow, Marilyn Hickey had a nervous breakdown, Jim Baker goes to prison, and God gives them a chance to come back and to realize what they were doing was wrong. And then they go through their trials and tribulations, and they come back and they do exactly the same thing. So it's terrible. But, you know, they had, if you go to Charisma Magazine online, you might see some of these articles. One is called Christian TV's All-Time Worst Fundraising Gimmicks. And this is a story that was written, an article by J. Lee Grady. Like I said, he was the former editor of Charisma magazine. And I remember years ago when I used to send letters to the editor at Charisma, they would never publish your letters, especially when you were speaking out against all this false prosperity and this false miracle buying and all the things that were going on that was an embarrassment to the church, really. But, you know, thank God for the voices out there. Thank God for the brothers and the sisters that weren't afraid to speak out no matter what it cost them. And so I'm glad for the fact that this article was published in Charisma. They reach a lot more people than I do. You know, we do have now have a ministry on YouTube, and you can see our YouTube channel. It's Jonah T for Tom 48. But like I said, they are able to minister to a lot more people with this kind of an article. And what he's saying here is, let's stop the hypnotism, the guilt manipulation, and the high-pressure gimmicks. It's time to reclaim our lost credibility. And I say amen, amen to that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he says that he would rather go to the dentist for a root canal than watch a telethon. Amen. It's embarrassing. It's like, you know, if they're going to do telethons on these Christian networks, I mean, if they have to do it, why don't they just say, okay, we need some money to, we need some money, so we'd appreciate your offerings and your donations. And, you know, that's it. You know, you don't have to go on and on and on about, if you send $5, God will give you $100, and if you send $10, God will heal your marriage, and you'll never have another financial worry. And I'm going to give you a Passover offering, and I'm going to give you a resurrection seed offering. You know, oh dear. I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. So, I would like to see people just stop giving to these so-called ministries, because, like, you know, if you can't believe God to meet your needs, then, like, why are we even in the ministry? There's no sense even having a ministry if you can't trust God. We have to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, and whatever is not of faith is sin. So I'd like to see an end to these ridiculous telethons. I'll be glad when it's over. I'll be glad when I never have to see another one ever again. It's an embarrassment. He goes on to say that he was watching a PBS public station telethon, and Aretha Franklin was hosting it, and she was just merely telling people, you know, to send a donation to the station, and she wasn't trying to manipulate anybody. They raise funds by selling albums or, you know, DVDs or whatever they do. But yet, you tune into Christian TV, and you see, you know, these guys are practically, you know, standing on their head doing cartwheels. And you see the same people, Steve Muncy, Mike Murdoch, Paula White, Jensen Franklin, Morris Cirillo, David Cirillo. You see these people, they're basically, you know, they just go from station to station, and they're all doing the same thing. They're all selling the gospel. They've all pimped themselves out to be famous and to get FaceTime on these networks. And I want to see it stop. I want to see it stop. So my thing is, let's boycott these ministries until they repent. There's also a great article that says, say goodbye to the untouchable preachers. And we'll probably get into that next week. We're going to talk more about gangsta preachers. And we're going to do what we can to see that honesty and integrity come back to the ministries, and that God is going to be raising up some new voices. We're looking forward to that. I want to thank everyone today for being in the chat room. Thank you, all my guests there. I'm going to be answering some of the questions that were there in the chat room. Don't forget to tune in next week, Blog Talk Radio, Prophetic News at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll also be on the Prophecy Zone Network on Monday, not this Monday, but probably next Monday. So check me out there. Check out YouTube, propheticnews.com. And don't forget, make Jesus your Lord today. Make Jesus your Lord. He loves you. God bless. I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city. On a hill, and someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.